Of course I didn't want the city to put anybody's health at risk, but they could have kept something open at night. A discotheque or a singles bar. Anything. You know that cheesy theater you took me to? The one with the old popcorn machine that smells like it's never been emptied? They're closed too. That place is totally cheesy, Daddy. Oh, come on. You took a vampire to see a corny Dracula movie on a first date. That place is so cheesy, it had literal nacho cheese on the screen. On Dracula's face! I had no idea taking me there was your way of setting the bar. You're like the Babe Ruth of making me roll my eyes. I do wish we could have gone back there, though, before they closed up. Even with the popcorn smell and the cheesy screen and the sticky floors, at least they were open at night. Actually, if it got us out, an all-night sports pub would have been better than chained doors and boarded-up windows. I'd even take a sexed-up Waffle House. Or, I don't know, a Denny's with a goth scene? Sorry, Daddy. I know, I'm being silly. It's not like I was desperate for a meal or anything. I still have my connections at the blood bank, so I won't starve. It's more like, I don't know. With the downtown nightlife gone, my world is gone. Didn't you see how everyone was dressed tonight? Kinda like me. All studded chokers and black mesh and chains. Tight leather pants. Whether you're male or female or other. For them, though, it's a fashion statement. But for creatures of the night, this is our life statement. Yes, Daddy. It's been tough. Not even joking. I felt unmoored from the mortal world, shut up in my apartment. Having you come by every night has been the only thing keeping me sane. Which is why I got the new place. I can't wait to show you. It's got vaulted ceilings and big, slanted windows. Maybe we can hang up a sheet and have our own movie night. Or put on some music and have a little rave. That's why I wanted to show you around the clubs. I guess so you could see me in my natural habitat. So, thank you. Thank you for being so sweet. I'm sorry everything was closed tonight. You had a good time anyway? That's not a lie, is it? You wouldn't lie to a vampire, would you? I could mesmerize you and get the truth out of you if I wanted. You know that, right? Maybe I can mesmerize you. You don't know. Maybe I'm doing it right now. Just because I shared my big secret doesn't mean I share all of my secrets. Maybe I can turn into bats. Maybe I can hang from the ceiling. Or maybe I can enthrall you. Maybe when you dom me and pin me to the wall, that's just me pulling your strings. Oh, Daddy, please. You know how much I like it when you push me, even with my strength. Do it again. Let me get the door. Please, come inside. I know, it's supposed to be the other way around. You invite the vampire in. But it's just a myth, anyway. So you coming in? Wait, hold on. It might be a myth, but there's still a toll to get inside.
Yeah, Daddy.
Please. Did you like that?
You want to hear me beg some more? Yeah. Oh, please, Daddy. Please.
You're a good girl.
Needs it, Daddy. I need to feel your lips on mine.
I need to feel your hands on my body. Yes, Daddy. My neck. Bite. Yeah, Daddy. Well, yeah, of course I see the irony. Asking you to bite my neck.
But I really like it. So please, Daddy,
do it again. Come on. I think we should sit down. Yeah, on the bed. There's nowhere else to sit. I haven't set up the new apartment yet, so the bed's in the living room. Plus, there's more windows in the living room. You never know who'll be watching. Does that make me naughty, Daddy? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, fuck. Your lips make me shiver. Oh, and you're gonna hold my wrists above my head? Daddy! Oh, you're so strong. Grind your hips up against me. Oh, yeah, right there. That feels really good.
Please, Daddy.
Please give me more.
Please, Daddy.
I want more.
Please.
Aren't I pretty? Begging for it?
Just staring up at you, telling you how much I want it.
What are you waiting for? You are such a tease. Daddy, please. Please give it to me. Your cock.
Daddy, your cock. I want it. I need it. And I've been such a good girl for it.
Hey. Is something wrong? Oh, no, nothing. I just saw you hesitate. Are you okay? Look, I won't be upset with you. Is it the whole undead thing? Is my skin too cold? I could go grab that electric blanket you got me. Or, you know, I've got some blood in the cooler. That would warm me up a bit. No? Are you sure it's okay?
You like how I feel?
Well, do you want me to go get some condoms then? I mean, I don't think I can catch or give anything, technically, but I'd be happy to grab one.
No.
Well, then what is it, babe?
What?
What do you mean you've never done it?
Like, not even with a mortal woman?
Okay. Of course it's okay.
Babe, I am definitely into that sort of thing. If you're sure about this, you and me, then I'm sure. I think being with a virgin is really fucking hot.
I get to set the standard for you.
That's like being a pinup model in someone else's mind. But that's only if you're absolutely sure you want this.
You do?
I do too.
Just lay back on the bed.
There you go. That's a good boy. I'll take care of you tonight, okay?
And then Daddy can have his way with me however he'd like next time.
Now, this might feel pretty intense.
Especially since I have like a few hundred years of experience.
If you get overwhelmed or if you want me to stop, you just say the safe word, okay? Can you do that for me? Good boy. Now, let's get these pants off. You have such a pretty cock, Daddy. Just feel these nice, soft sheets on your bare legs while I take care of this gorgeous cock of yours. Am I in a weird position? They don't do this in porn, do they? The reason I'm kneeling beside your shoulder, facing your cock, is so that you can see what I'm doing. You can watch how my body moves as I make this cock disappear into my mouth. Like this. Your moans are so cute. And the way you're clutching the bed. But I'm wondering, why aren't you grabbing my ass? Of course I want your hands on me. I want to feel you touch my body and grip my thighs and my butt and my waist. All while I stretch my lips around this cock. Are you enjoying the view? Here, let me hold my hair to the side. That way you can really get a view of me taking this cock deep in my throat. Do you like this human? Do you like when I lick from the head down the shaft to your balls? You like it when I lick your balls? You're so good. You're probably wondering how I avoid nicking you with my fangs. The answer's simple. It's the same way I can keep my tongue out while I take you into my throat. Years of practice. Look at you. Oh, babe, you're twitching so hard. Here, let me seal my lips around this cock and keep you still. Have you calmed down a bit? Good boy. I think that means it's time. Help me take off the rest of my clothes. I never wear panties. Ah, oh, that look on your face. You're so cute. Just adoration and raw lust. Seeing this perfect, immortal body. Oh, I love that look you're giving me. Oh, fuck, that's the sexiest gift in the world. Now, be a good boy and put your hands behind your back while I get on top of you and ride this cock. There we go. Why do you look disappointed, baby? Is it because you're staring up at this nocturnal creature of pure seduction that you can't touch? Baby. That's the point. I want you to stare at me, wanting and wishing you could grab onto these gyrating hips. Touch my smooth skin. Weigh my swaying breasts with your hands. I want you to remember the sight of me. I want you to consume me with your eyes. Oh, and of course, with this delicious cock. Oh, fuck. It's buried so deep inside me, I can taste it. Maybe I'll take pity on you. Maybe I'll lean over and just rub my tits on your face. While I bounce on this cock. No, no. You're not allowed to taste them. Close that mouth of yours. Be a good boy. Let me just fuck you. Rub my tits in your face. Just bounce my ass up and down while I grind my body against you. Oh, yeah? You like that, don't you? Keep your hands behind your back. How's that? You like feeling my tits against your skin? Does my hair smell nice? Falling around your face? It's just like when we were grinding together at the club when we first met. Except now you can feel me trembling with need. Fuck, this feels so good. Just taking this wonderful cock of yours. Oh, I felt that twitch. Are you close? You're such a good boy. You want to be my good boy, don't you? Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, that's right. Oh, fuck, I can't hold back anymore. It's being such a good boy. Oh, I want to reward you. I need to feel you twitching again. Like you twitched in my mouth. Yeah, do it. Do it, baby. Do it inside me. Oh, fuck. Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Now, grab me. It's okay. Yeah, I want your hands on me. I want your hands on me. Will you fill me up? Oh, and I'm close, baby. I'm close. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Grab my hips. Oh, grab my tits. Yes. My stomach. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Can you feel how much my body needs you? Oh my god, how much I need you? Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh my god, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come, baby. Come with me. Come with me right now. Right now. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so warm. Oh, fuck, I need that. I need so much of that. Oh, you did so good, baby. So good. Oh, fuck, that was amazing. Are you okay? I was kind of rough. Can I just lay here next to you? You're just so cute and warm. I can't help it. I need you to wrap your arms around me. And it is a need like darkness or streaming subscriptions. Blankets. No. I'm okay. I have you. But if it'll help you keep me warm, then I guess by all means. Oh, this is so nice. Just your head on my chest and listening to your heartbeat. I hope you didn't mind me calling you a good boy. You are, you know. You always have been. You're my good boy. I'm so glad I got to share tonight with you. Oh, my goodness. You are just so much more comfy than a coffin. It's unfair. Not that I actually sleep in a coffin, but I'd consider trying it if I got to be curled up next to you. Maybe we can buy one. Or lease one? You think IKEA has coffins? It would have one of those Swedish names like the IKEA Chista. Don't worry, I wouldn't do that to you. Make you sleep in a coffin. It's way comfier like this. And you're just so snuggly. Even with my cool hands on your skin. Besides, the coffin thing, that's a myth too. It is so. Totally a myth. I mean, I guess some vampires might use wooden coffins. Like the Amish vampires. But the rest of us do just fine with blackout curtains, thick mattresses, and warm boyfriends. Other myths? Let me think. Well, silver and crosses, for one. You've seen me wear both. Can't pull off the goth look without them. Garlic? We should order some garlic cheese bread when we wake up. Of course that's another myth. And only sleeping during the day. I love naps. Double points if they're with you. Under a nice thick comforter. You might say that I'm a very cozy blood drinker. I know, it's the stereotype. The girlfriend snuggling up for warmth. But seriously, you're just so warm. And now I am too. I hope you're prepared to keep me that way. Warm? Because now that I'm all curled up here with you, I'm not going anywhere. Ever. Which might end up being an issue for one of us. Because the other is immortal.